Last month, the United Nations Scientific Panel on Climate Change issued a shocking report warning that the planet could start to see catastrophic consequences of global warming by as early as 2040. The Trump administration downplayed the report. But on Friday, the White House released its own report, published by 13 federal agencies. That report predicted vast economic devastation from climate change, including an increase in natural disasters, a decline in domestic agricultural production, and a decrease to the U.S. GDP by as much as 10% by the year 2100. That would be double the Great Recession. Top Republicans have expressed skepticism about the report's findings. But where does the Republican Party under President Trump stand on tackling climate change? Bob Inglis represented South Carolina in Congress until 2010, and today he runs a nonprofit called RepublicEN.org devoted to changing his party's stance on climate change. Congressman Inglis, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
So you describe yourself as a climate skeptic initially and are now trying to turn things around?
That's right. For 6 years in Congress, my first 6 years, I said climate change was nonsense. I didn't know anything about it except that Al Gore was for it. And since I represented such a red district in a red state, that was the end of the inquiry. But then I was out 6 years, came back for another six, and in that second six, realized that it was a serious challenge and one that we can fix.
And so what was the impetus that made you realize that this is, in fact, something that needs to be addressed, climate change, that is?
Well, first step was my son coming to me when he was voting for the first time when I ran again in 04. He just turned 18. So he said to me, "Dad, I'll vote for you, but you're going to clean up your act on the environment." His four sisters agreed, his mother agreed, new constituency, you know. And so that was step one. Step two was going to Antarctica with the Science Committee and seeing the evidence in the ice core drillings. Step three in this metamorphosis was another Science Committee trip. And being inspired by the faith of an Aussie climate scientist who showed me what it's about loving God and loving people to address climate change. So as a result of all that, I switched around and said, climate change is real. Let's do something about it.
Why your party, or the Republican Party, should I say, has been quite resistant, at least at some of the highest levels, to acknowledging that this is an issue and to doing much about it. We are starting to hear some change from younger conservatives and younger Republicans who do say this is important for them. But what do you think is it purely politics right now that's holding both this party back from really making change, Bob?
Well, I think that it's a lot of solution aversion. There's a sense that we don't have a solution that fits with our conservative values, because the conversation so far has been conducted in the language of the left, really. And so what we do at RepublicEN.org is help conservatives to hear it in the language of conservatism, with people like Milton Friedman telling us, what do you do about pollution? Well, you tax it, of course. And basically helping folks to see the opportunity as well as the risk, because free enterprise can solve this if we simply fix the economics. And when conservatives hear that, then they can engage.
Now, did you have a chance to look at this report that was issued by the White House kind of under the radar on a long holiday weekend on a Friday? I mean, it's one of the, you know, pretty obvious times to issue something you're not interested in getting a lot of eyeballs on. Have you had a chance to see it? And if so, do you agree with the severity of its conclusions, particularly the economic ones?
Yes and yes. It's very... This is the same, consistent with what we've been hearing. It's just that what these reports continue to do is shed more light on the path ahead. And it's not the far away path. It's the very near path. It's within the lifetimes of the people that of you and me, you know, certainly within the lifetimes of babies being born today. But it's within the lifetime of somebody like me that's going to see these impacts. And so that's what the report does. It helps us to see more and more clearly what's coming our way.
And of course, you know, the science is increasingly clearer and clearer for folks on both sides of the political divide. But the president, President Trump, continued to deny climate change. He tweeted over the holiday weekend about this, and he's essentially rolled back a lot of environmental regulations. Over the weekend, he was referring in his tweet to the cold weather that some of us in the Northeast were experiencing and said, whatever happened to global warming? My question is, how much of a role is the president playing in this unwillingness to tackle the problem head on, at least from the Republican Party?
I think it's significant, of course, is the role that the president is playing. But I think that in a strange sort of way, he may help us, because when he leaves office, he's going to take climate disputation with him. It's going to be so closely identified with him, this really silliness of making an equivalency between weather and climate, that people are going to wake up and say, you know, that was really pretty silly. And there he goes off the stage. Let him take climate disputation with him. And now let's the adults in the room and the Americans who believe in solutions get with it and lead the world to a solution. So I think he's becoming quite a caricature of the silliness of climate disputation. And sure, he plays to his crowd and sends out silly tweets. But meanwhile, his scientists, the people within the administration, contracted by the administration to help advise, are saying the bridge is out. But Trump is at the foot of the bridge saying full speed ahead. Now, how does that person get viewed over time? I think they get viewed as somebody that wasn't helping us, telling us to full speed ahead when the bridge is out ahead.
Congressman, you were on the show about a year ago, and I'm wondering, since then, have you seen any change?
We've seen a big change. You know, Great Recession, everybody's focused on the immediate. Now the economy's better. We've had more experiences with climate change. And there's a growing eco-right in America that can help us find free enterprise solutions. So I think it's quite a different situation than we've been in. And there's a lot of hope for an answer coming soon.
Bob Inglis is a former congressman from South Carolina and the executive director of the nonprofit group RepublicEN.org. Congressman Inglis, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.